Hi. I just thought I'd do an episode like randomly today because who's gonna stop me? Too late to love you through the aching annex. Your hollow heart sleeps with nightmares of me. 20 to 9, you'll never be mine. The world on the shoulders of the white wishes you wore. I could kiss apologies on the long dead lips, soothe the scorched skin, our world back in motion. 20 to 9, 10 to 9, 9, you are mine. The world shared between us, and your wishes my goals. Yet, darling, desperate, dismal girl, I'm simply not inclined. So, today is actually Charles Dickens' birthday, which is really rad. I've always been really fascinated with the character of Miss Havisham from Great Expectations because, firstly, you know that I am a dramatic bitch who loves drama. So, of course, I'm gonna love a dramatic bitch who spends her whole life making everybody else miserable, just like wandering around in a wedding dress, probably screaming and stuff. Like, yes, queen. But I always found her very fascinating, you know, on a serious note. And so I kind of wrote that to kind of look at the other side, you know, because obviously you know that, well, you know, if you've read the book, if you haven't, spoilers, but it has been out for, you know, quite some time. But she falls in love with a man. She's very wealthy. And it turns out that this man is basically scamming her. And he jilts her at the altar. And it breaks her heart because she thought it was genuine and it wasn't. And so I kind of wrote that just to kind of see it from the other side. And, you know, to kind of look into what kind of a utter bastard you have to be to do that to someone. But yeah, I kind of worry that will happen to me, you know. Hopefully not. Please no one do that to me. I'm very sensitive. I wouldn't survive it. You sit in the dark because the light offends your sensibilities. You say you're washed up sarcastically while unloading the dishwasher. You see your dreams dancing down the drain as you pass the sink, throwing your best china into the garden. You frightened off the birds, they were your only audience. You live in La La Land, laughing when the landlord sends another letter. You dance around the kitchen to keep you warm when the gas company cuts you off. And then you finally realise that you can't eat dreams and a wish won't pay the rent. And I watch you from a future that you never reached, thinking of the way you used to sing and dance for me. Sometimes I miss you. So I take a seat where the birds used to gape at your glittery gore. And I watch you update your MySpace. I think the weirdest thing about creating things is in almost any creativity-based class or any advice that you're given about it, you're always told to be yourself, find your own way of doing things, right? And that's nice to think about, but the truth is, if you don't follow certain conventions to an extent, you're not realistically going to get anywhere, right? Like, if we're being real, like, even the most avant-garde artists, right, they follow at least some of the traditions and conventions to an extent, because it's a way of being successful. And I think maybe that's what we're not really told, you know. You can't always just do whatever you fucking want, you know. Maybe that's a good thing, though. You know, I know that if I just did whatever I wanted, I don't think anyone would really be interested in what I do, because it would be very, it would all be very self-indulgent. I'd just be doing things to make me happy, and I'd never really kind of experiment and do different things. And so I don't think anyone would really care. They'd just be like, oh, okay, she's just doing whatever. Have the same cycle around the sun. 24 hours doesn't mean more to me, but still, you stop, breaks on, standing before me as I try to get past, and I sigh again, because this happens every time. You shake your head, holding up your loneliness, with a smile of misplaced pride. I just wanted to cycle past, sharing some thoughts, maybe gluing glory together. But you had to make it something it wasn't, because I'm expected to be professional, but not too harsh, gentle, but respectable, open to your unsolicited flirting, but absolutely not a slut. I often wonder, as I take the bus, because cycling became too much trouble, why I didn't just pretend to be a man in the first place. Okay, so I had this guy contact me on Instagram, allegedly, about writing. Now, that's fine, I guess, you know. It's my job, if that's what if a person wants to contact me about that, I have no issue with that. Is it a bit weird to DM me on Instagram? Kind of, because I literally have my email address available in my biography. But whatever. So, anyway. So, he contacts me. And it is initially about writing, and we discuss, you know, the potential of some projects in the future. And then suddenly it's not. And he starts asking me personal questions. And I'm like, okay, what the fuck? Now, I don't say okay, what the fuck, because I was surprised. Because this has been something that has happened before. It was more what the fuck at what kind of audacity, really? Okay, you know, it actually got really weird. Like, he, for those that are not aware, I smoke cigarettes. I know it's unhealthy, I know it's bad for me, I know I shouldn't do it, I know, okay, you don't need to tell me that, I already know. But you know, he straight up said to me, will you promise me that you'll stop for me? And I'm like, excuse you? You don't know me like that. What the frickle frackle? God, I was, anyway. And, you know, I've been trying to be polite about it. It's just difficult because it's quite jarring in a way. Like, he'll go from talking to me about something professional to, like, sending me a picture of myself and being like, oh, you look so cute here, oh, you look so pretty, and all this kind of stuff. And I'm like, bitch, what the fuck? You know, and saying, oh, do you have a boyfriend? And I'm like, that's none of your business. Fuck off. Do you want to talk to me about my work or not? You know what I mean? It feels sometimes like some people will try and scam their way into that kind of conversation with you by pretending that it's about your work. And I just think that's a really disingenuous thing to do. Okay. So, this episode's shorter than usual. But it's also in the middle of the week. You know, and there was an episode on Sunday, and there'll be another episode next Sunday, so I'm gonna go to sleep, it's fine. But I will see you on Sunday, I guess. In between now and then, you can find more of my work on my website, which is jenniferwan.com, and on social media with the username Miss J Squared on Twitter, Instagram, Tumblr, YouTube, Facebook, Reddit, everywhere really. And I will see you soon. Good night, my love.